Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. GEICO.com.
Filling in for Dan.
Atlantic gets the center.
From the Mercedes Studios in Los Angeles, it's Jason Smith and Rob Parker.
Hello, happy Friday, final hour of the Dan Patrick Show.
You're not tired of me already?
No, like I said, we'd be a great negotiating team, like we did with the NFL a few minutes ago. You go in full of fire and brimstone, and I'd be the guy in the suit going, okay, now let's talk contract. Let's talk money. Let's do it. You want to talk to my partner? He's ready to rip your head off. He's so mad. But me, I'm about the money.
I got you.
I'm that guy. I'll be the cool guy, the guy that puts his feet up going, I got plenty of time. Plenty of time. Oh, you want me to bring my partner back in and you come in house of fire like Hulk Hogan, ripping your shirt off, yelling about the players should get more if you want a 17-game NFL regular season?
No, you better pay together. Us. Give us lifetime health care. Give us what the commish has. That's what we want.
We want $40 million a year? I don't know that everybody can get $40 million a year.
I want lifetime health care playing that game.
Okay.
Is that too much to ask?
Well, look. I get players should have better health care.
Come on, the plan they have right now is ridiculous.
It is bad. It is bad. Okay. But the NFL would say, well, if you quit your job in real life, you got to get your own health care.
No. So why is that different?
Well, go
ask, they're going to say.
Go ask the Major League Baseball players who have lifetime health care, and they're eligible for health care after they play one game in the Major League.
Now, you can get more.
Look, that's all I'm saying.
As part of this 17-game regular season negotiation, which the NFL wants, it's going to happen. Big story yesterday. We'll get to Todd Gurley in a second. But if it's part of it, if you're not going to get lifetime health care, maybe it's, all right, instead of 5 years after you get out of the NFL, we get it for 10 years. Okay, it's not a perfect solution, but you have just given everybody playing in the NFL an extra 5 years of health care. And the next CBA that comes up, when the owners want something else, they want an 18-game regular season, okay, another 10 years of health care, or something else along the lines. 17-game regular season is going to happen.
I'm not convinced of it.
And they're convinced they need it for their economic sustainability.
They just make they make hand over fist money wise. They're the only league that doesn't give out of all leagues. The NFL should have guaranteed contracts. I'm serious, but shorter, 2 or 3 year guaranteed deals, Jason, and then you go from there. What the NFL Players Association, because they're weak, because they don't have a war chest, they aren't willing. How did baseball players take over and they run the sport? They stopped the World Series. You stop a Super Bowl, don't tell me that you wouldn't get leverage. But they're afraid to do it. They don't get it. That's what you have to go after. If they decide that the night before the Super Bowl is going to be played, that they're not going to play in it, don't tell me that the NFL owners wouldn't change their tune.
But are they really going to do that?
No, but I'm not.
That's like an empty threat. It would never happen.
But they did it in baseball because what were they going to do? They were going to lock them out. Before they allowed them to lock them out, what'd they say? We're strike. We're not going to allow you to lock.
That union is so much stronger.
No, I know.
It's so much stronger. Damaris Smith and the NFL players, they get beaten at every single negotiation.
Beat like a drum.
Every single negotiation they get beaten at. So it's not going to change. It's not going to change. So if they want a 17-game regular season, what's the best thing you can do? Instead of fighting that, you say, all right, in the end, we're going to accept it. But let's get concessions on all these other things. Obviously, that's what they're going to wind up doing. But understand that's going to happen. You can't have half of the players who have vocal voices saying, no way on 17 games. No way. No. You may not like it. But it's going to happen because the NFL wants it, because the owners want it. And when they want something this bad, the NFL is going to get it. Because really, are players going to go on strike and go without paychecks? No. They haven't had to do that in generations. They're not going to do it.
I just think that there's no way if Damaris Smith is going to lead this players union that they can just roll over and not get something significant in exchange for something that the NFL really wants. And that's my point. Is that they really want this? You're going to have to pay for this because this is just more money in their pockets. So we got to get health care. We got to get some sort of guaranteed contract. We got to get more. We got to lose the franchise tag, get rid of that. You got to get something significant because it hurts players.
If the NFL was worried about that, it would be part of the negotiation instead of the story yesterday where they've given them about a month and a half or a little bit less than a month and a half to say, you have to accept this. It would have been better. But they're not afraid. The NFL owners are not afraid. That's why Goodell has been around for so long. He's a negative headline for the NFL. He is a bad. Every time his name comes up, it's never coming up with a good story. It's, oh, here's Roger Goodell.
No,
he can't find a way to lead the league morally in anything. He can't do it. But why do they keep him around? Because he wins every CBA, the owners get rich. That's why he's around.
Yeah, but I think anybody can beat the Players Association. I just don't think they have a backbone. They don't know what they're doing. They don't have a war chest. You got to have money. The reason that they voted on it and the players continue to vote what the owners want is because they're voting for whether to get paid or not. That can't be the way you vote. Do you want to get paid or don't you want to get paid? When you do that, you give in every single time because people are always going to vote to get paid.
Of course always. They are.
But that's not how – if you have a war chest and you tell all the players, you don't have to play. We'll take care – for this year, we'll take care of your bills. We got money to pay for everybody to get through this year. And then when they come back and we get our money back – and then you pay back into the system. That's how they do it in baseball. That's why they're the best union in the country.
Right, but that's not realistic for the NFL. It's two completely different.
No, I get it, but I'm saying
approach is two completely different situations.
But the model is out there. This is the first time the Players Association has a war chest. First time. How could that be the first time you have a war chest? That's why they've been beaten every single time.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob. It's Rob Parker, FS1, Dan Patrick Show, Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes. Meanwhile, the other big NFL story from yesterday, Todd Gurley could be on the trading block. First reported by Ian Rappaport of NFL Network that the Rams are going to have some meetings, and they want to meet with Todd Gurley about the contract that he has. He received $21 million to sign, part of a $34.5 million in guarantees that fully vested last March. So Todd Gurley is owed a lot of money. And now the Rams want to talk with him. Potentially he's on the trading block for anybody who wants him. They are open. Everything is on the table when it comes to Todd Gurley, including restructuring his salary, but potentially trading him. And this is kind of what has to happen if you're the Rams, right? Todd Gurley, for whatever reason, whether it is not fully recovered from his knee injury, though he says he's healthy, whether it is a lack of usage in the Rams offense because, you know, look, Sean McVay, all the great offensive coordinators who become head coaches, running the football is not something anybody likes to do. I'm not seen as smart if we run the football and win. We got to throw the football.
No, because
what am I doing?
Offensive genius.
Right, because what am I doing?
Right.
Adam Gase, that's why he doesn't like Le'Veon Bell. If we run the football, I'm not a genius. So we have to throw the football. That's what has to happen. Gurley is giving you diminished returns, and it's not about the devaluing of the running back position because the Rams were at their best a year and 3 months ago when Gurley was arguably the best running back in the NFL. But it's clear that's not who he is anymore.
It's funny how when we watched that playoff game against the Cowboys, Gurley was unbelievable. I mean, you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And it went from that to and obviously there's some sort of injury there. I don't know the full scope of it, but obviously that's something that turned him into a part-time player, you know, like not really being that guy that he was. Remember, the Rams went into that Super Bowl with the fifth-best offense in the history of the NFL, and Todd Gurley was a big part of that. But now that they, you know, now they don't want to pay him and all this other stuff, that's the other thing. That's the phony contract I keep talking about. Give a guy a real contract, and then after 3 years, they could have said right now, okay, we don't want you or we want you. So now they got to do, oh, well, this is going to hurt us with the cap. We got to move on from him. We got to cut him. We got to try to trade him. This thing with Todd Gurley, I feel bad for him because I think he's a really good football player.
Right, but if you can't stay healthy and you're not the player you were, look, he's going to get $10 million from the team in a month. Right, he's got his base salary is due, which is $5 million. He's got another $5 million as a roster bonus. So they have to make a decision on him. And the thing about the Rams, and this is what happened, when you go all in for a year, and the Rams went all in for last year to win the Super Bowl, they came up short. Let's do whatever we can to try to keep and get squeeze one more year out of it. They have so much money due to guys that they can't afford Todd Gurley. You know, they got to pay other guys. They got to pay guys that they've traded for last year. They paid Jalen Ramsey, all these guys. They got to give money. They got Aaron Donald, all these guys that they're paying big money to. They can't afford to go out and get the players they need because they're no longer a Super Bowl caliber team. We saw that last year. They went all in for a year ago, and it didn't work because Jared Goff stunk in the Super Bowl. And now things are settling in for the Rams where they go, man, maybe Jared Goff isn't that great. Maybe it was Todd Gurley in his prime, and now Todd Gurley can't run the football anymore. And now we're stuck with paying a lot of guys money. How are we going to get better? They're not. Next year is going to be worse for the Rams than this year. At least they stayed in playoff contention most of the year for this year. Next year is going to be worse because how are they going to get out and improve? Because they got to go out and improve. You got to move on from Todd Gurley. I don't know any team that's going to take him. Because clearly the Rams all last year tried to make it seem like they were just reasons why Gurley wasn't being used. Oh, Sean McVay was, I got to do a better job in getting him involved. You know what? You're the head coach. You want to get him involved, you get him involved. Right? I mean, are you really that bad a head coach that when the game starts, I lose my mind and we stop calling plays for Todd Gurley?
No, yeah.
All it was excuses to try to keep his value at the highest. But everybody has seen he's clearly not the same guy. I don't know how you move on from him. I don't know anybody who's going to make a trade for him. And Le'Veon Bell didn't make it easier for anybody because he goes to the Jets and gets that big contract. Adam Gase decides not to use him. This is not really on Le'Veon Bell, but the Jets have a bad offensive line. They don't use him, and so Le'Veon Bell, who was making $14 million a year, was a guy averaging 3.5 yards a carry, and he was coming off before he sat out, he was the best running back in the NFL. So now the Rams and all these other teams are going, we can't pay a guy like that because who knows what's going to happen. So we can't pay a running back $14 million. So, no, I don't know. The Rams seem to be – they're just stuck with him because I don't know how they move on from him.
No, I'm with you. I don't know what they do. And this is always a situation when you have players who potentially could get hurt and aren't the same players. At the time, he deserved that contract. What the Rams were doing, where they were – when he ran the football, he helped them win. You know, you had to sign him to something. You had to pay the guy, and I think that it's an unfair CBA for running backs because the way it's set up and your rookie deal, and you got to wait for running backs before you get paid. You could be used up, you know, and then teams go like, "I'm not paying you." You know what I mean? Like. You're on your decline, or your first 5 years are your best years, and you got to wait to get paid. So it's a situation where I think it's unfair to running backs because their value quickly goes down after 3 or 4 years.
This is where, if the NFL wants 17 games, you say, okay, here's some things that we want, and maybe that's something you want. Better look, they cut the rookie deals down immensely a few years ago, which they kind of had to because they were getting out of control. You can complain that guys aren't getting fair first contracts.
But you agree?
But you can't complain. But look, the whole thing was.
But I'm talking about for running backs.
For running backs, right? I get it. Yeah, running backs.
It's not fair.
It's not, no, because running backs, once you hit 30, you're not the same guy. No, I understand. You get one big contract if you're lucky as a running back. So maybe what the solution is for players is, all right, part of the 17-game negotiations, instead of these 4 or 5-year rookie deals, the rookie deals are going to be a little bit less. And the rookie running back deal is going to be 3 years. But players have to accept that and say, okay, what about for, instead of the top 10 running backs in the league, what about all the other guys who get drafted and part of this 4 or 5 year deal? They could be out of the league even earlier because they're not, they want to extend the payday as much as possible because instead of being out of the league here, they're out of the league a lot earlier. You want to do that and take that chance. I think that works. 3 year deals for running backs. Then you get a couple of big, hey, then you play great. You know what? Now you got to pay me even earlier.
Right.
And I can get 2 big contracts. It's why it's all part of that negotiation. So if the NFL is putting this 17-game schedule as this is the number one thing that's got to happen, well, then, okay, you got to give me the rest of it.
Well, who wants 17 games? I'm still trying to figure it out.
Nobody wants it, but the NFL wants it because they want to make more money, because they want to keep the networks relevant.
I get that, but I'm saying from a player's standpoint, why do I want a 17th game unless there's going to be a major addition to the CBA for the players? I don't understand. Even in people say in a preseason game, most people don't even play in a lot of those games, or it's a half speed, so that's less chance of me getting hurt because most of the teams will play, early on a series or two, and that's it. I'm not playing in those games. Those are the guys who aren't going to make the team who are playing. Fans don't want to go to those games. You've been to preseason games. They might be the worst thing to watch.
Right. But if you get rid of 3 of the games or the preseason altogether, and then you tell the players you get 2 more weeks off in the summer, whatever you want to tell them, and we're going to play 1 more game in the regular season, and we really, really want it, that's going to work.
Well, but you have to give me something.
Well, of course. Look, the preseason's gone. The preseason, as we know it, is going to be gone. I can't believe we're going to have more than 1 preseason game this year. I think we're going to have 17 games. They're going to have a 1-game preseason, and it'll be – well, put it in.
You think that's going to happen?
They'll put it
year?
In probationary now to see how it works. I think that's how it's going to go. Look, when the NFL wants something, they're going to get it. Twitter at How About a Fresca? Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Got Caron Butler coming up next. 14-year NBA vet. Talk winners and losers at the NBA trade deadline, including the Lakers, Clippers, Knicks. Wow, it's next on Fox.
All right, fellas, Valentine's Day just around the corner, and it's possibly the one day of the year you do want to get caught with your pants down. That sounds like a Todd Fritz line. And if that does happen, you want to make sure that you're wearing Tommy John, the most stylish, comfortable, functional underwear out there. I've worn a lot of different brands of underwear, and Tommy John is by far the best. I actually have 4 pairs of it with me here in Miami for the big game. And what better way to show how much you care than by replacing your old-fashioned, tattered underwear, something you can both be proud of. That's Tommy John. And when you're in Tommy John underwear, the legs never ride up, the waistband never rolls down, it's impossible to get a wedgie, which is really annoying. And for the lady in your life, Tommy John has officially ended visible panty lines. How about that? What a bonus. Plus, they have the most comfortable bras on the planet to complete her look. See, that's what I'm talking about. Get your lady a very comfortable bra. It'll pay off. So if you're looking for the perfect gift set, Tommy John right now has limited Valentine's Day underwear and loungewear gift sets for both him and her. Plus, all sets are 10% off. Shop limited edition Valentine's Day gift sets and get 20% off your first order when you go to TommyJohn.com/Patrick. That's TommyJohn.com/Patrick for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Patrick.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan the Danettes. My show heard nights here on Fox. Rob, every day with Chris Broussard on The Odd Couple, doing triple duty today. Got the show this morning. You're doing local show here in L.A. You got your show this afternoon. It's like you're the NBC triple cast, the Olympic triple cast with you.
Whatever I got to do, you know me. I'm a hardworking guy. I'm here for the people. It's all right. I'll rest over the weekend.
Speaking of hardworking guys, joining us now, 14-year NBA vet, former Laker and Clipper. He's on with us all the time. Caron Butler to talk NBA trade deadline. Caron, what's happening, man?
What's happening? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on, my brothers?
Hey, you know, we're taking a look. Both Rob and I are under 6'6", so we figure we can go play for the Rockets now. They're going to that small ball lineup.
That's crazy, man. Look, I've seen one of the smallest lineups in the last 50 years of the NBA, and it was impressive to watch. You know, I was trying to figure out how were they going to defend Anthony Davis and some of the bigs in the Western Conference, and they didn't have no answer for that. However, the pace of the game and the way they was able to score the basketball was impressive to watch.
Can this work long term? I mean, it's great. It's a new strategy, and obviously it's gutsy by the Rockets, feeling like we're not going to get over the top with how we were doing it. But can this work long term, rest of the season, into the playoffs, and run the pace and run teams up and off the floor?
Well, look, I think it's going to work for the remainder of the playoffs. Some teams are built and designed to be really good for regular season, but I think when the playoffs happen, the game slows down, and it's all about strategic planning. And if you're not good defensively and you're going to need some size and somebody at the rim to be the ultimate eraser, I don't think that that's going to be the case for the Rockets. I do like the adjustment that they made when you're talking about scoring and having more bodies and the pace and the tempo, because that's D'Antoni's system. However, you still haven't addressed the issue of defense. So if you don't do that, I mean, you're not going to realistically have a shot at winning, you know, the championship.
Caron, a team that does have a realistic chance at winning the championship are the Clippers. They already were winning on the court, and yesterday they won off the court at the trade deadline. How do you like Marcus Morris being added to that team without really tearing up any of the core of that team?
Look, I love it. You're talking about this, you know, moving strategically and, you know, the logo himself, Doc Rivers, the owner, Steve Ballmer, all those guys, they're all on the same page. They're well connected, and you know, a team that's on that short list in the association to realistically have a shot to win a championship just got better. And a lot of other teams stayed in pack. They didn't move the needle on anything, and hoping for the development of, you know, maybe the chemistry or continuity within. But, you know, to add Morris to the mix, a guy that's averaging, you know, 17 points per game, and he can do that because sometimes numbers get ballooned and inflated when you're playing on losing teams. But he's a guy that's a certified shot maker. He can space out the floor. He brings a different type of grit and edge to any team that he's on. I love his maturity level, and he's the ultimate professional.
He is definitely a dog, and that team has dog. He really fits in, and he was shooting, what, 43, 44% from 3 points, so he can make some baskets out there as well. I love it.
Yeah, I like that because sometimes, you know, you see it all the time, Rob, where, you know, you have teams in the association and you see guys that's averaging 19, but they can't do it in a winning fashion. I think that, you know, Morris Senior, like, he's able to go out there. He's able to be gritty. He'll strap up. He got that competitive drive. He's kind of got a cut from the cloth for the old school guys where he cares and it matters to him and it's important to him. And he's the ultimate professional. And I spent some time with him. And, you know, I really like that addition. So, man, you know, the Clippers got significantly better overnight.
Caron, how much did the Lakers have to make a move yesterday to if they're going to be a team that keeps up and can get through the later rounds of the playoffs?
Look, I already said, you know, don't ever doubt LeBron. Don't ever doubt the chemistry of that 1-2 punch. Don't ever, you know, second guess the development of Kyle Kuzma and him being healthy and just, you know, coming into his own and finding this niche with over – you know, 30-plus games remaining in the season, and we're just at the halfway point. We talk about all-star break, and that's when guys really start gearing up to be the best version of themselves. But I still feel like they need an ultimate playmaker. I still felt like a Derrick Rose type or, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie. His name was rumored and surfaced out there in Brooklyn. They want to, you know, unload him and ask for a lot for him in return from what I'm hearing. So, look, I still feel like they need that playmaker. You saw Darren Collison at the game last night, sitting a couple seats away from Jenny Buss. Maybe that's the guy that can probably possibly get them over the hump, and maybe he can coexist with that nucleus that they got.
What about you? You can probably get about 15 or 20 up-downs. I mean, you could have dinner with Jenny Buss and do that.
Yeah, look, I'm still good for about 25 to 30 up and backs in the association, and
wow.
I can knock down open shots.
I like that. We're counting. Like, I can see you go back. All right, that's 12. I got, all right, that's 15. All right, I got five more. Then you got to take me out.
I got six more. Look, and now, Rob, every up and back will get you about $500,000.
Oh,
man.
You know it.
Or you could get the Iguodala retirement package that they gave him, $30 million down there. There's money to be had. Let me ask you about Wiggins. I know there was so much made about him when he was drafted, when LeBron came back to Cleveland. He didn't want him because he basically wanted a veteran player, got Kevin Love. But will this change his fortune going to Golden State? And will he fit in? And will this reboot the Warriors and give them a chance to compete for another championship? Where are you on the Wiggins deal?
Well, I'll tell you this. I never want to ever give up on a young talent. I was a big advocate, huge advocate for Markelle Fultz. I felt like the Philadelphia 76ers gave up on him extremely early. And now you see him flourish and doing what he's doing, and he's just blessed to be healthy and performing at a rapid clip. So I look at Wiggins like that as well. I spent some time with him last summer. I was watching his development. He put the work in the gym every morning, 6 a.m., Chris Hoops, working out with him. But what I feel like he lacks is the consistency of being the number one, number two guy. Cat was the number one guy. He was slotted in and didn't perform at that rate to be the number two guy. But I think that he'll thrive in any system that he's the number three, four option on a consistent night. So that will require him to score anywhere from 14 to 19 points. I think he can do that in his sleep. And I also think that when you're around a winning culture, and I think that that's something that goes unnoticed a lot. You know, when guys come into the association and people that get it and understand how to win and get there, now you're going to be with the Golden State Warriors playing with the Splash Brothers one. You're going to have Draymond, who's a battle-tested guy that's going to pour into you and plant the seeds in you. And now, you know, once you continue to feed somebody that energy and all that good food and that nourishment that they need, it's like a plant. It's going to grow. It's going to be strong. And I think that he's going to be extremely fortunate to be in that system. So I think that he will be the best version of him going forward playing with the Golden State Warriors.
All right, Caron, help us out here. The other part of that deal was D'Angelo Russell, who is talented as he is, becoming an all-star player, big contract with the Warriors. There's a reason why he's now in his fourth team in 5 years. What is it?
You know what? I don't know what it is. You know, I look at a lot of guys like in the past. You they talk about Moses Malone. I mean, even I was on three teams in my first 5 years in the association before I even went off to become an all-star with the Wizards and, you know, and start finding my niche in the game. I think that, you know, when people trade for you, it's value there. And I also look at Cat in the relationship with D'Angelo Russell, where, I mean, that's his guy. He wanted to play with him. Like, he was sitting outside Signature Airport, you know, waiting for the private plane to land to give him the jersey and say, hey, welcome to Minnesota. So that was a big deal for them to be, you know, together and connected. However, will it result to wins? I mean, maybe you're going to be very happy losing games unless you get the right pieces around you, because after those two, I mean, I don't think that's enough to win in the Western Conference, especially with Memphis getting better. Phoenix got a ton better. They got Monty Williams down there. And, you know, I think that bottom half of the Western Conference is still really, really better than the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Hey, Cat should have been out there with some hot chocolate when you come in to Minnesota instead of a jersey. I'd be like, dude, I'm cold.
Yeah, man.
speaking of cold, help me with the 76ers. Is there a chemistry problem there? I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's all fitting together.
Hey, Rob, listen. Whenever you have to have a press conference at the end of the season to say Brett Brown is going to be our coach going forward, you know that's the issue.
Yep.
You have to let the world know that, look, he's still going to be with us going forward. That is the problem. Where it smoke, there's fire. You see the ultimate professional in Al Horford come out and say, look, there's some things that's not right here in the locker room. He also said that he still haven't found his niche and he haven't been able to fit into the system. He was very silent when Joel Embiid was out during that time because they was playing excellent basketball. They was playing with tempo, pace. Guys was moving the ball around. Ben Simmons was flourishing. Now Joel comes back, and I don't think he's in the best shape that he possibly can be in. And then once again, just like that Toronto series, last 4 minutes, they're in the bonus. He's living on the perimeter, taking jump shots. Shaq called it out. Barkley called it out. So many more people, and I've been saying this since last year, and now it's starting to be on notice. I don't think that, you know, Brett Brown adapted to the personnel. I don't think he's featuring them right and playing them right. Joel Embiid should not be on the perimeter. They're running a three-man weave set on the offense, pick and pop, and I don't think that's to their strength. And because of that, I think that they're going to, you know, continue to decline, and they got a whole bunch of pieces on that roster that don't complement each other.
You can follow him on Twitter at Real Tough Juice. That's at Real Tough Juice. Caron Butler, Caron, as always, appreciate your time with us, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah,
thanks,
buddy,
so much.
Thank you.
No problem. Yep, keep winning.
All right, great stuff there from Caron Butler. And look, you know, as
he was right about that press conference. That is telling.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have to, I shouldn't have to say we're going to be. You're going to be back, right?
Yeah.
That should just be like you're back.
Yeah. Do I have to come in and announce it? You know, that's how it goes. But you know, we talked about the Lakers and Clippers, and what the Clippers did in winning the trade deadline. And it's not just the fact that the Clippers got Marcus Morris and the Lakers didn't, because that's the first part of it, is that here are two teams that wanted Marcus Morris and the Clippers got him, and a team that's deep, that's a better roster than the Lakers from top to bottom, get the guy that's going to bring them toughness, defense, attitude. He can hit threes. He, you know, his offensive game has really flourished this year with the Knicks. Look at the Knicks doing something right. He's the best Knicks player in 10 years, and the Knicks trade him. But, you know, that's the one part of it. The Lakers didn't get somebody. They needed to, because they're a regular season paper champion team right now where, hey, you trot out LeBron and AD one night, every night going 1-82, you're going to win the vast majority of your games. But you get to the playoffs when defense is clamped down a little bit more, you need more than just the two of them.
So you know what? I've already said this. I think the Lakers are championship frauds, and I know people look at me and think I'm crazy. You're right.
They're the M. Kafotes, the most championship frauds of all time.
Yeah,
the M. Kafotes.
But your point is that, like, on paper and during the regular season, you can win. You've seen the struggles against the better teams, haven't we?
Yeah, look, you saw them lose last night to the Rockets. They have trouble with the good teams.
They've yet to beat the Clippers.
Right, and when you get into the – look, this is not something that's going to come back and ruin the Lakers the rest of the regular season. It's not going to ruin the first two rounds of the playoffs. But when you get to that Western Conference Final or NBA Finals and you're playing teams that are really deep like the Clippers and the Bucks, you're going to get boat raced because there's nobody else the Lakers can count on every night besides LeBron and AD. That's tough. That's why they needed to go get somebody. But this is where the next part of the Clippers' plan is even better, is because the two teams that are going to be playing at the end to go to the finals are the Lakers and the Clippers, right? I feel like we're just waiting. You know, the rest of the regular season's fun. We'll have great stories. But Western Conference, we're waiting for both of those teams, right?
Okay.
The Lakers are going to finish first. They're going to have home court. They're going to have the easier draw. They'll win their first two rounds because they'll play teams that aren't as good as them that LeBron and AD will be able to get past. But when they play the better teams, they're going to struggle. So if we're waiting for the Lakers-Clippers, the Clippers know the Lakers are the team we have to get through. So here's Marcus Morris. He can either make the Lakers better or he can make you better. And the Lakers wouldn't come up with the package they wanted to give up
because they wouldn't
Morris.
Give up Danny Green, right?
The Knicks wanted Kuzma and Danny Green, and the Lakers said no. Chris Broussard told us that earlier on the show today. So the Clippers make the deal for him. Not only did you get better and get deeper, but you stopped the team that you have to go through from getting better and deeper.
You hurt the Lakers.
Yeah, it's what the Yankees used to do a while ago when it would come to the trade deadline and there were a whole bunch of players out there. And, okay, the Red Sox really want Jose Canseco.
No,
we're not going to play Jose Canseco, but we'll trade for him and sit him on our bench so the Red Sox don't get him. And whatever he contributed, but we took him away. He was a bigger piece for you than he would be for us. Because what's Marcus Morris really going to do on this team that's loaded with scorers? He'll be a nice option, and a guy's going to help him guard Anthony Davis. And
put a body on him.
Right. He would be the answer for the Lakers. They needed him more, and the Clippers took him and kept him away from the Lakers.
No doubt about it. It's brilliant. It's the reason I believe so much in the Clippers front office. I just think that they know what they're doing. Then they add a guy who fits all the way around, Jason. He has that dog in him like the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
He's that guy. And if I'm one of the Clippers, I'm like, dude, our organization, they want us to win, right?
Yeah.
And they're making moves. We're good. We got a good record. We're two games. The Lakers had an unbelievable start. We didn't have Paul George to start. Kawhi's doing load management, and we're two games behind them when you consider what the Lakers' start was. How much better could you ask for it? And not only that, they go out and get the guy we wanted, who the Lakers really wanted, and now we're in an even better position and even more loaded without touching our nucleus. And that's why if you're a Clippers fan or you're a Clippers player, you got to feel really good this morning. And then to boot, you know, the Lakers lost last night to the smallish Houston Rockets. I'll say that. Size does matter sometimes.
It does. Well, and you know, look, the thing about the game last night is the one unforgivable part for the Lakers is they out-rebounded the Rockets 38-37. You can't do that. You're so much bigger. You got to have a bigger rebound margin than that. And that's really what sunk the Lakers in that game. But, you know, you talked about the Clippers and being confident in their management. The Lakers needed to get off to a big start this regular season to show everybody.
And they did.
The media, the fans, that, hey, we're good, right? Because if they had a start that meandered a bit and they were, you know, they started like 24-18, 25-17, boy, they should be a lot better. So they needed to have this start. The Clippers strike me as, we know exactly what we need to be peaking.
We're prodding along,
yeah,
right?
We're in a perfect spot right now because whereas some people thought we were disappointing earlier on in the season when we're resting Kawhi and Paul George, and how many games are they really going to play together over the course of the year? 20? 25? I mean, really, that's how it's going to go. And it was, oh, the Clippers are in trouble. Clippers are right now three games back of the Lakers. This is going to be a team that peaks at the end of the regular season, that knows what it takes to win. You have a head coach who's won an NBA title. You got a superstar that's coming off an NBA title. The Clippers have no problems. And they added a guy. They are going to roll through. It's why I like them to beat the Lakers and get to the NBA finals because, look, they're a better team, and I think they're better equipped to handle what's coming for the next few weeks of the regular season and beyond. They're just a better team.
And I think you're right. I think they will be a well-oiled machine come the end of the season, knowing where their guys are, knowing who got rest and who needed the rest, and they'll be ready. It's about the postseason for the Clippers, not getting the number one seed.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1, Jason Smith, Rob in for Dan Patrick today. Thanks to Caron Butler for stopping by. His interview with us brought to you by Mercedes AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way in the all new GT four-door coupe because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. And if you missed any of our celebrity interviews this week from the Mercedes AMG Man Cave, we had Chris Broussard on the show earlier today. Just go to the Dan Patrick app where you can watch and listen from inside the Mercedes AMG Man Cave. Mercedes AMG, driving performance. Coming up next, we have a big weekend on the way. We have the Oscars. We have the XFL. How can the XFL gain eyeballs right away, stay relevant, stay on the air, stay through one season? We'll tell you. It's coming up next. Fox.
Welcome to Lewis Jewelers. Since 1921, Lewis Jewelers have taken pride in serving the greater Ann Arbor and Detroit regions with the highest level of integrity and customer service. Lewis Jewelers is family-owned, third-generation, full-service jewelry store with a truly personal touch. They offer on-site repairs, engravings, watch repairs, and access to many of the worldwide top designer brands from Hearts on Fire Diamonds, Robert Coyne, John Hardy Jewelry, to Omega, Breitling, Tag Heuer Watches, just to name a few. And if you're looking for a truly stress-free shopping experience, their team of non-commissioned trusted expert advisors will guide you through the perfect engagement ring, anniversary gift, or sparkly accessory. They also specialize in custom jewelry for anyone who wants to add something unique to their personal style. Located on West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor, just 1 mile west of the Big House, Lewis Jewelers is the only jewelry store that is the proud partner of Michigan Athletics. So stop by today to let Lewis Jewelers help celebrate your moments. Lewis Jewelers, your diamond store, and so much more for almost 100 years.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
Fox Sports Radio, it is the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith and Rob Parker in for Dan today. My show heard nights here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob every day, The Odd Couple, with Chris Broussard. Surest way to win this Valentine's is with our new partner, 1-800-Flowers. Right now, get 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon. Enter the code Patrick, 1-800-Flowers.com, radio icon, code Patrick.
Aside from flowers for your beautiful bride, what do you guys do for Valentine's Day? Is that like special? Are you into Valentine's Day or not?
Usually we'll go and we'll try to have
nice
dinner,
meal?
You know, but usually I'm working at night when it falls during the week. But usually, you know, the big thing we do is we do a couple's massage.
Really?
Yeah, I mean a legit one.
Legit. Okay.
Not the places you tell me where I should go.
Right.
No, we do the legit couple's massage, and that's a lot of fun.
Oh, that is fun. Yeah. Very, very nice.
No, Bob Kraft is not around.
I'm not saying it. You know, when I was married, we used to do we used to go to Hawaii for Valentine's Day, like for the weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
And it still didn't keep me married, you know, even though I was given all these great little trips or whatever.
But, right.
So Valentine's Day was always special.
Well, because you were saying, hey, I can't hang out. We got to watch Golden Girls.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I like room like that.
It's almost noon.
It's almost noon. It's like 10 o'clock at night. You got to do that. Wow. Just start mentioning the Golden Girls around, Robbie. Sir. Hey, did you see that meme the day of the Super Bowl, which was, hey, here's a 50-year-old in 1985 picture of Rue McClanahan from the Golden Girls. And next year was, here's 50-year-old J-Lo in 2020.
Right.
And the difference between the two of them when they're 50.
That is classic.
But there is football this weekend.
Really? I thought the Super Bowl, I was there. I was in Miami.
You were there. It was fine. Everything was good. You stayed off the police blotter, so
I was pretty happy with that. That's pretty good for 8 days in Miami.
We have the Oscars this weekend, and we have the XFL. I already know you're not watching the Oscars. I already know you're not, because you go to, like, one movie a year.
Right.
The big TV fan you are, I figured you would go to more movies, but you don't.
That's funny, because you know I love television. But, movies, I like a really good one, but I don't go as often as I used to. So I will not be watching the Oscars. All I know is 1917 is supposed to win.
It is supposed to win. It probably will win Best Picture. Joaquin Phoenix will probably win for Joker.
Right. He became the Joker. It was incredible. I didn't see that movie. It was a little too dark for me. Let me tell you this.
Joker was so incredibly depressing.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I've had enough of going to movies and being depressed.
You don't want that, am I right?
You know, it was well done.
No, I
feel like it was done for, hey, all the fanboys who, I really want a Joker origin story. So here's the story. Never mind whether or not it's a good movie or
I understand.
But here's the story. You want the Joker backstory? Here you go. Was it a great movie? No. Was Joaquin Phoenix good? Yeah, he was good. The acting was good. But from the first 2 minutes, it was just so depressing.
Yeah, see, that's why I didn't go see it, because I knew I wouldn't. I don't like to go to movies. I like to either go to comedies or adventure movies. I do. That's what I like.
And I'll tell you this. I bet and Quentin Tarantino will win Best Director. It'll split this year because it's going to be the lifetime achievement for him and all the stuff. You know, he's done a great career now, nine movies and all the money he's made. And because it's a lifetime achievement. The Oscars is, when can we reward someone for the career they've had? you know, when it gets the individual awards. And now it's okay. Now he can reward Quentin Tarantino because he's only got one more movie, supposedly, and I don't know if it's going to be. So they will reward him. 1917 will win. They'll split that. Joaquin Phoenix and probably Renee Zellweger.
Okay.
Those are my big picks.
Those are your picks.
All movies you haven't seen. And right. Everybody else has.
And there's something else I won't be watching this weekend.
Now, you know, here's the thing. Is it John Jones?
No.
Oh, okay. The XFL starts this weekend. We have football. And this is the second chance.
A reboot.
The reboot of the XFL to get right what they got wrong the first time around. The biggest things are Vince McMahon has to have deep enough pockets to sustain the losses, what he's going to lose in the first year. Because that was the deal with the AAF and any other league that's come along.
You remember that.
Everything is great. And then 3 weeks in, it's how are we going to make payroll? If he can withstand that and make the XFL a thing and part of the calendar, it works. It's going to work. But you got to be – it's the old philosophy of gambling. You got to have enough money to keep doubling your bets when you lose to get back to zero so you can make money. If you don't have enough money, you shouldn't do it. You got to have that deep pockets to withstand all the losses to move it forward. But this being the debut weekend, there's got to be players I want to see on the field. I can't believe that Colin Kaepernick or Chad Johnson weren't signed right away. Chad Johnson wanted to kick in the XFL. You got to have
people. Or Manziel.
What's going to get me to the TV to see, or at least if I don't see that, I want to make sure I'm watching the highlights so I see it, and maybe then I catch part of a game later on. Because they're doing some really interesting things with the broadcast and what they're doing. You know, I heard Clay Travis's interview earlier today with Joel Klatt. They're doing a lot of interesting things, but you got to give me some people that I want to watch.
And that's the problem. That's what people want. You know, you got to intrigue them with somebody who they know, and I think that's what the AFF?
AAF.
Okay, I'm just
not
trying
the
to
AFF. Think.
Okay,
and I think AFF. Not the AVNs. No. It's AAF.
But you wind up. It winds up being minor league football, and you might be intrigued at first, and then you go, "Am I really watching this? Like, there's nothing else on. There's not a Golden Girls marathon on somewhere that I could be watching." You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. If you told me, like you said, Kaepernick was playing this weekend, would I be watching? Abso-freaking-lutely I would be watching. Or Johnny Manziel, can he finally get it together? Do you know what I mean? And maybe fire up the crowd and fire up some offense and I take a look at him. But those guys.
Go get Dez Bryant.
He's another guy who's you could have gone and got, but they don't want to pay those guys.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You got to have the deep pockets. If Colin Kaepernick says, "I'll do it, but you got to pay me $10 million,"
but it's
you give Colin Kaepernick $10 million.
But it's worth it for your business model, mm-hmm. right? Because it's going to get peak interest. You might sell Kaepernick jerseys. People
you
are walking
sell
around
tons of Kaepernick
Am
jerseys.
Am I right? Walking around with XFL
tons of
jerseys?
XFL, the big, whatever it is, you do that and you suddenly gain an interest level in the league, in it because of, look, so many Colin Kaepernick supporters that are mad at the NFL, they'll embrace the XFL and say, yeah, let's do it.
I was going to say brothers all over the country. There's a lot of people who are mad at the NFL over the Kaepernick thing,
mm-hmm.
and they definitely would to see Kaepernick, you might have had a spike in your TV ratings.
Yeah, but the only thing is you wonder, would they want to do it? Because would eventually they want to become a minor league for the NFL and you upset the NFL by having Kaepernick come in? But you got to look at viability at this point. What's going to get viability? Eyeballs. Guys like Kaepernick, guys like Dez Bryant, you could go play, Rob. You're tall. You could be a red zone target.
Hey, why not?
How tall are you, actually?
And then 6'4".
Oh, you could play for the Rockets, too. You could do
right.
both of those things.
I could be the center for the Rockets.
For Rob, I'm Jason. You are listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Podcast One has some exciting news. It's official. Our shows are now available on Spotify, and it's free. We want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to our podcasts. And joining Spotify allows us to be in even more places for fans to find us. If you're already listening to music on Spotify, you can now listen to our podcasts in the same place. If you're not on Spotify yet, all you have to do is download the free app. That's right, no credit card necessary, and simply search for our shows to start listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.